ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Text number 22. Please repeat. Yehi Sangsparshaja Bhogaha Dukha Yonayaha Eva Te Adi Anta Vantaha Kaunteya Na Teshu Ramate Buddhaha Yehi sangsparshaya bhoga dugayo naya evate adyantavanta kaunteya ate shuramate buddha Yehi sangsparshaya bhoga dugayo naya evate Adyantvanta Kanteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha Yehi Sangsparshaya Bhoga Dukha Yonaya Evate Adyantvanta Kanteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha Yehi samsparshaya bhoga dukhe yonaya evate adyantavanta kanteya nate shuramate buddha Yehi samsparshaya bhoga dukha yonaya evate Adyantavanta Kanteya Nate Shuramate Buddha Yehi Sangsparshaya Bhoga Dukayonaya Evate Adyantavanta Kanteya Nate Shuramate Buddha Yehi sangsparshaya bhoga dukayonaya evate adyantavanta kanteya nate shuramate buddha Like try? Yehi sangsparshaya bhoga dukayonaya evate adyantavanta kanteya nate shuramate buddha Please chant. Yehi sangsparshaya bhoga Dukayo naya evate Adyantavanta kanteya Nateshu ramate buddha Okay, thank you very much. Please repeat. Yay. Those. He. Certainly. Sangsparsha jaha. By contact with the material senses, bhogaha, enjoyments, dukkha, distress, yonayaha, sources of, eva, certainly, te, they are, adi, beginning, anta, end, vantaha, subject to, kanteya, O son of Kunti, na, never, teshu, in those, ramate, takes delight, buddhaha, the intelligent person. Translation: an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Purport: material sense pleasures are due to the contact of the material senses, which are all temporary because the body itself is temporary. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasure? In the Padma Purana it is said, Ramante yogino nante satyanande chit atmani iti rama pada padena ushau parang brahma vidhiyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth, and therefore the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 551, it is said, Nayam deho deya bhajam nirloke kastan kamhan arhate vid pujamye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvang sudyet yasmat brahma saukyam tvanantam. My dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hawks. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. Therefore, those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the causes of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadhamayang Dadhati Svapadantikang Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatang Sagana Raganatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Sri Krishna Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bhandu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhano Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yehi sangsparsaya bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavanta kanteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Sangsparsaya bhoga That is the verse here. That is the key word. Material sense pleasure. Or as Prabhupada says, sometimes he says, I was listening to some lecture and he said something very kind of poetic. But the point is, it's material senses. Contact with the material senses. Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. Jhona means source of. Like the womb is also called Jhona or Yoni. So here it says, Dukkha Yonaya is the source of distress. Samsparsaya Bhoga. Material sense pleasure. Samsparsaya Bhoga. It's not really explained in the translation, but it's temporary and it's a source of misery. Oh wait, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong verse. An intelligent person does not take part in the source of misery. Yeah. So that's it. So that is Buddha at the end of the verse. Buddha. Nateshu ramate buddha. Ramate means enjoyer, or here takes delight. Na, the buddhi, the Buddha, the intelligent person. Na ramate buddha. He doesn't take pleasure in it. In the samsparsaya bhoga, the so-called enjoyment with the material senses. Yeah, Prabhupada, a very nice translation. He says, an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery. So, we're talking here about sense pleasure, and Prabhupada just says it's the source of misery. So, it's very clear. We should be conscious of it, you know. We think, oh, sense pleasure, jai, you know, we get very fired up about it. Sometimes I say to some new devotees, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But, you know, sometimes I say something like, you know, what if we had some sense pleasure for you at 4:30, you know, you would run out of your bed. But because it's just Krishna, we're like, oh, okay, you know, I can brush my teeth a little longer, I can shave, you know. And it doesn't matter if I come 5 minutes late, but if I tell you, you know, you got to be there at 4:30, you get $1 million or something like that, you'll be on time for sure. Or you'll be at least very distressed if you're not on time. You're like, oh my God. So, but we should understand there are sources of misery. Like sometimes you hear that somebody wins the lotto and it becomes a total disaster. They get fights with their friends and they lose everything in like a half a year, and then they get actually into debts. They have to pay like thousands of dollars. So yeah, sources of misery. And what works for me personally is that it's temporary, and for that you need buddhi, you need intelligence, you need to, as they say in America, you need to think things through. Because we think, oh, a nice boy, oh, a nice girl. And we don't think. Like we were just discussing with some devotees, that there are so many standards for sannyas, but it seems that there is not many standards for grihastha ashram. So at least one question should be there, how will you provide for her? How are you going to pay the bills? At least that question. We don't think, we think, oh, this is a nice girl, let me get married. And then, oh, now I have to pay the rent. Oh, and now I have a child. Oh, now I have to buy clothes. And then everybody gets fried. And then sometimes you get divorced because the devotees, they don't think. You know, sometimes the man, he wants to remain a sadhu. You know, and he starts chanting his rounds while, you know, at home so many things need to be done. That you, in the beginning at least, you can't do that, you know. Some people understand it, but at least in the beginning of the movement, many people didn't understand that. Many men didn't understand that. Anyway, The point is that you have to use your intelligence. You have to think things through. Oh, I want to enjoy. What do I need to do for that? And ultimately, I said it many times, even if you have the perfect woman or the perfect man, especially if you're not Krishna consciousness, it will end in misery. Because, you know, we see so many people, they get all together and then one of them dies, and then it's very depressing for the other person. They get totally in a big depression. And with Krishna consciousness, it's a little bit organized, because the idea is that when you get older, then you have to become a little bit detached. Or at least, you should focus on Krishna. And if you focus on Krishna, then the attachment for the wife or for the husband, it's not so big anymore. And one can be more, focused on spiritual life. So that is kind of the idea. Okay, let me just quickly read the purport. Material sense pleasures are due to the contact of the material senses, which are all temporary because the body itself is temporary. So it's that simple. And we think, oh, the material senses, let me enjoy my senses. But Prabhupada says, no matter how many things you can imagine in your head, great things you can imagine, you know, like we read about Kardama Muni and Devahuti, and they go in a castle and they travel throughout the whole universe, and you know, I could go on, but you know, I'm just gonna keep it a little bit. I'm giving you the, how do you say that? A glimpse, but I'm giving you the edited version. The children version. Yes. Anyway, the point is that that the body ends, so therefore, Karma Muni, at some stage, when, what's his son, what was his son called? Kapiladev. When Kapiladev was born, almost as soon as he was born, he left. And his wife started to complain, that look, you know, you gave me all the same pleasure, but, you know, what about spiritual life? And then, I'm not completely sure what he said, but he had some discussion with her, but the bottom line was that he said, my son will will take care of that. Which, of course, is what he did. Point is that he was really staunch in leaving. He just left. He took sannyas, more or less. Because he understood that it's temporary, and at some stage it needs to end. Why not end it now? I gave her a son, so everything is fine. She's got enough money. She's got a nice house. I can leave now. I did my job, and also he fulfilled his desire, because he had some desires. So that also, and then he wanted to become detached. That is usually what happens. You fulfill the desire, and then you become a little bit sober minded. That's simply how it works. Like, for instance, you know, when somebody drinks alcohol, then the next day he has to sober up. He has to splash water and like that. And then you feel like, oh, what did I do? Usually it's like that. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Yeah, like we take this Charnamrita. Amrita means nectar, but Mrityu means death. So Amrityu means that which is not death. In other words, which is eternal. Charana means feet or lotus feet, so charanamrita. So the devotee, he only is interested in eternal things. That is the nectar. The nectar is which is eternal. That which is temporary, that is mrityu. That is death. It is temporary. Hare Krishna, thank you. Okay. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasure? Yeah, so here is where it gets tricky, at least for me. You know, I mean, we sometimes, if I speak for myself, we had an ecstatic kirtan and the ecstatic prasadam. But if we read the scriptures, there is more than that. We sometimes hear that Prabhupada could actually talk with Krishna. I had one story on the memory tapes, that before Prabhupada came to the West, he was in the Gaudiya Math. And there's this one story that Prabhupada was chanting alone in the temple room with the Mardanga for days. And the devotee even told that he had this huge garland, and it smelled heavenly. And I think Prabhupada also said that he got the garland from Krishna. Anyway, my point is that the devotee, the pure devotee, they are experiencing unlimited pleasure. So, for us, it's beginning. So therefore, it's a little bit... when we read it, it at least to me, it sounds a little bit theoretical, you know? Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures. You know, most of us, like I said, if I speak from it, we're conditioned. And when we think of pleasures, then the joys of then we think of so many sensual pleasures. It's just a matter of time and shraddha. Shraddha and utsaha, nishchaya, dharya, perseverance, patience. These things will come. We were talking about it yesterday. You just need to stick around. We're already here. Like we were discussing that many times in America they say, I made it, you know? And then they have the house and the Porsche and whatever. But we actually made it. We're here in a castle with Krishna, Radha Gopinath. They were named by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Jagannath was installed by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is also here. There's very nice devotees. It can actually get better. But compared to the material world, it cannot get any better than this. So, yeah, we just need to be patient. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth, and therefore the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of God, is also known as Ram. Yeah, we can read about it. How much... And if you read about Krishna, it's very pleasing, all these pastimes. It's very ecstatic. Sometimes they say that if you want to really enjoy, you have to hook up with Krishna. And one devotee gave the... I think Prabhupada also did, I'm not sure. Anyway, one devotee gave the example that if you are on a bike and you have a friend on a motor or, like a small motor and you hold his shoulder, then you go very fast. So Krishna is like that. If you want to enjoy and you hook up with Krishna, then you go on another level and you can really enjoy. That actually... Karunimai Prabhu, she was saying yesterday that what's his name? Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. He left us, unfortunately for us. Huh? Oh, Mahavishnu Swami? Oh, I see. Okay. So Mahavishnu Swami, well, fortunate for us, he's still here. I was with him in Mayapur. He's very ecstatic. And so he was saying on the Rath Yatra, he said, do you think we are foolish or stupid? Yeah, do you think we are stupid that we gave up all this so-called enjoyment, you know, culminating in sex enjoyment, for something less, for nothing? No, we are enjoying more, or at least, as I'm trying to explain, that is waiting for us, that ecstasy. Like sometimes it is described that almost every drug, it just triggers some chemical in your brains. So it's not really the drugs that makes you enjoy, or so-called enjoy. It's some chemical in your brain. And it's called, there used to be this rock band in the 60s called the Doors. So they had this from a book called Doors of Perception from Aldous Huxley. And this book was about... That you had like a tube, like a, how do you say it, a ventil? How do you say it in English? It's like if you have a tire, there is like a thing that keeps the air inside. Ventils, yeah, that's I don't know, that's not English. Anyway, you know what I mean, right? The tire, you pump air in the tire. You're from the Tour de France, come on. Yes, so you put the air in the tire, right? And the air doesn't come out. So that is like a door, you see? So he described it like that, Huxley, the door of perception. It's like a thing, and you can enter it, and then there's another reality. And he was speaking, for instance, about Van Gogh. He's a very famous Dutch painter. That he sometimes said that he was crazy. Other people said that he could see... Like that he had like a spiritual vision. If you see his paintings, they're like all like stripes, and it's like energy, like it's everything is flowing. So he's very famous. Everybody appreciates his painting. It's very special, actually. That's a little bit how the spiritual person sees the material nature. You know, like he sees everything like energy. Of course, we discussed past few days, like a Brahman kind of realization. The real devotee sees Krishna everywhere. Still, it's something that we need to keep in mind. If we become Krishna conscious, then that because the thing is with Aldous Huxley, he didn't really know where the door lead. You see, he was talking about the door of perception. He didn't really know what to perceive. We know now that it's Krishna. You see? So we can open that door and actually experience Krishna. And then if you can imagine that some spiritualist is enjoying unlimited pleasure from Brahman, how much we can enjoy if we go higher, Bhagavan, Paramatma Bhagavan, pleasure will be unlimited. Anyways, just to give you an idea and to make it a little bit more scientific. Okay, I think I'll just stop there, just to leave some room for questions. Are there any questions? Yes? Yeah. Yeah. I used to go to these clubs. In my time, we called them discos. And then I always used to, generally, I would go to the end, and then the lights went on. It was just such a horrible moment. Because everybody was drinking all night. And then suddenly, you know, the lights went on and the music stopped. And then you could see how, you know, bad everybody looked. And it was really bad. It was very depressing, you know. So that is like another example of this temporary happiness, you know. All your money is gone. Oh, I have to give a tip to the doorman. I don't have any money immediately, you know. So many anxieties hit you in the face. So that's why Lord Rishabh, he says, tapo divyam, you should do tapasya. Brahma saukyam tvanantam, this spiritual happiness is anantam, unlimited. Well, yeah, in the beginning it is a little difficult, actually. And we are actually, at least most of us, as far as I can see, are in the beginning. At the same time, you know, many devotees are already chanting for many, many years. So you can't really say that they're in the beginning. At the same time, you can never give up the pasha. Yes. Oh yeah, what is that verse? Yagyosmi japa yagyo something. I forgot. I learned it. Yagyanam yagya japo smi, right? Yeah. Yagyanam from all the yagyas, japa yagya, or yagya japa. Jap Yagya, yeah. I'm the Japa Yagya. Asmi, me. Sometimes we don't realize that. Like Bhaktisiddhanta, he chanted, what was it? 10 million names? Or 1 billion? 10 years? I think it's Yeah, 300,000 a day, no? 10 million a month. Something like that. 10 million a month. Like Haridas Thakur. This is tapasya. Don't imitate, Prabhupada says. Better to stay in the temple with the devotees. Don't go in the forest thinking of women and money or of prestige. Oh, I'm such a high elevated devotee. I'm alone in the forest. This will not help your spiritual life. Okay, anything else? The last thing is, it's very intense. As Prabhupada says, the more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. So one devotee, he once explained it to me, like the Tar Baby. It used to be a famous American cartoon. And I think you get the picture immediately when I say Tar Baby. It was this small cartoon, and he was made out of tar. So the thing is, if you touched him, then you wanted to take off your hand, then your other hand also got attached. And if you want to put your foot, then your foot get attached. And if you, you know, the more you struggle, you get completely into the tar. So Maya is like that. You touch with one finger and it sticks. And you get entangled. And then you try to get rid of it, and then you get more entangled. So the only thing you can do is surrender to Krishna, and then he will take care of it. If we try to do it, it's just gonna, we're gonna get more and more entrapped by material miseries. So we have to be very, very careful. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. This is like a 1 + 1 = 2 kind of formula. Okay, time's up. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Radhadesh Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Sisirada Gopinath ki jai.